Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast with your host, Mike Campion. If you are passionate about the cleaning industry, you are in the right place. Love what you hear? Spread the word and tell the cleaning world this is the place to be. Want more? Check out www.growmycleaningcompany.com for free online video trainings, free ebook downloads, free blog posts, and of course, all the podcast episodes. Everything you need to grow your cleaning company is at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. And now, on with the show.
Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast, the place for everything you need to know to grow your cleaning company. If you know the show, if you love the show, and I know you do, be a pal, tell a friend, because I know a Nigerian prince that I could hook you up with if you do. Just saying. All right, today we are chatting with Insider Circle member Craig Kaluki. Craig is a proud owner of Simple Clean based out of New Jersey and is one of my favorite human beings ever. If you ever want to reach out to Craig, you can get a hold of him at www.thesimpleclean.com. Craig, say hello to Cleaning Nation.
Yeah, Clean Nation. Oh, loving it.
And I got to brag on this dude for a minute. He just flew from New Jersey and said he left his house like 4 or 5 or some ungodly amount in the morning. Doesn't like flying. Just got to Texas. It's like 6, 7 o'clock his time. And dude is still like, I am on the show. I want to bring it. Craig, you're my hero.
Thank you, Mike. I wouldn't miss this for the world. Even if I was on my last leg, if this was the last thing I do tonight, I'm loving it. I absolutely love it.
Don't tell your wife that. Tell her that you're gonna have plenty of energy after this and go to romantic dinner and all that. Don't tell her this is the last energy. I'll never see you again.
Yeah, that might not be a good idea. She's in the other room folding baby clothes right now.
All right. Well, hopefully, maybe I don't know if we should let her listen to this or not.
No, maybe not. Maybe in a year from now, I'll tell her that I was on the show.
She thinks you're in the bathroom.
I'm in the bathroom with freaking genius book.
All right, dude. So tell us before we get into, and as Craig is a Insider Circle member, we're going to do a little bit of a fun and I'm going to interview this guy and let him share his genius instead of me coaching today. But before we do that, tell Cleaning Nation a little bit about you. Sounds like you're married. Do you have kids? Where do you live? Dog, goldfish. What is up in Craig Kaluki town?
All right. Well, we're in northwestern New Jersey. It's kind of in the mountainous area of New Jersey. We've got two beagles, and as you said in the introduction, we're in Texas right now as we speak, ready to adopt a child, which has been an arduous process. And we could not be happier that we're in this process, and we're gonna come back to New Jersey with a lovely little girl, Liana August Kaluki. So that's the major thing that's happening in my wife and I's life right now. Besides, growing the business and which is, 50% of the reason why I reached out to you. So that's the major thing that's happening in our life right now.
All right. So Cleaning Nation, any of you guys have any contacts in New Jersey, hook up The Simple Clean and Craig. He's got baby shoes to buy, for crying out loud.
Yeah, come on. If you got office build, anything, just send it my way.
All right. Beautiful, dude. I'm trying to think if there's any other fantastic Kaluki facts that need to be shared with the world, other than it's so cool that we've been kind of coaching and working together for a while, and we just adopted our baby boy, just turned 2.5 months like just now. So it's kind of cool that we're literally just a couple months ahead in the very exact same process.
Well, we've gone through it, and I've asked you some questions, and you've kind of coached me not only through business but through the adoption process. So that's something that kind of I'm looking up to you with, and you're coaching me not only as a business coach, but just kind of as a mentor for me. So I definitely want to thank you for that, Mike, because it's really helped me out a lot in my life.
Dude, glad I could be a part, and I am just excited to be old men in 10, 20 years where I can be like talking to little baby girl going, I saw you when you were just a baby, and play this ridiculous old podcast for her and make her embarrassed. All right, dude. Well, usually this is the point where I say, hey, let's pick a specific piece of your business I can coach you up on. But we do enough of that off air. I would love to share your big brain with Cleaning Nation. So tell us a little bit about, you've been a member for a while. You can, I'll start with giving you the floor, share anything you want. And then as you say interesting stuff, we'll dig into that.
Okay. Let's try that. The the biggest thing for me was knowing that I needed help with growing the business, being, you know, just cleaning houses myself for 5 years, and knowing you reach a ceiling that you can't break by yourself, cleaning and doing the, you know, your accounting and buying the supply and everything by yourself, I definitely wasn't growing. So I think that for all the small business owners out there that are doing it themselves, my one piece of advice to start off would be, don't go it alone. Don't think that you can just build the business on your own and not get any help. You need help. You're going to want help. And it's just something that you almost have to do if you want to be successful and own a business and not work in it. So that would be my first piece of advice for any small business owner out there that are just constantly working in their business and not on it.
Cool. So let's do a little transformation kind of before and after. What was your life like when you were working in the business? Just so we can give hope, because I know a lot of Cleaning Nation out there still kind of fighting that. I got to work in it. I got to clean. I can't do that. Tell us a little bit about the difference between working in your business, working on your business, and how that's kind of played out in your life.
And that's an easy one, I think, Mike, because working in the business, it was 40 hours a week, maybe 50 hours a week, just cleaning. And you'd get home, you'd wake up in the morning, you'd drive to the jobs, you'd clean, you get home, and then you'd want to do the administrative work, you'd want to do the marketing, but you're like, I'm beat, I'm tired, I can't do it, I have no time. And then, you know, Nicole was, well, let's go out to dinner, let's do this, let's do some of the weekends. And in the back of your mind, you're like, I know I need to be building this business. I know I need to be growing it to help my family to really help out and kind of make the money and support everyone, but you just can't because you're so beat from the work week. So the transformation from working with you and then growing, working, you know, kind of working on the business is that I no longer clean. I now have 3 employees and now I can work on everything else but the physical work. So I'm at home in the office doing the, like you said, the $500 to $1,000 jobs rather than just doing the cleaning, the $10 to $20 an hour jobs. And that I've seen the business grow. I went from just myself to 3 employees in 5 months. And that to me is gigantic. And it's taken a lot of stress off my life. And especially Nicole's now, if, you know, 5 days a week, if I want to take off and do just the administrative work, I'm not beat and we can go out to dinner and I don't have to wake up the next day at 6 a.m. to go clean 3 houses. It's huge.
Well, and the other spot is just imagine going through this adoption process and having to travel. If you were in the spot before you didn't have any employees, I don't know how that works if you just lose those jobs. I mean, you certainly lose the income, but
we'd be divorced.
So that's I'm not a pretty even bad kidding. Outcome.
Yeah, I honestly believe that. And Nicole and I have talked about it, and we would be in serious trouble if I did not make this transformation and hire, you know, you as a coach. I'm not saying it needs to be you, but just a business coach or someone to help you out and tell you, look, you got to get to the next level and this is the way you can do it. We'd be in serious trouble because you're right. I'm in Texas for a week and a half. Who's going to be doing the cleanings? No one. I just tell my customers that we can't and that I won't make any money. Right now, I'm sitting here talking to you. I'm still making money because I have my 2 other guys.
Yeah, and that's such an exciting, just selfishly, that transformation of getting to be a part of watching people move from kind of self-employed people that have their own gigs to true business owners that are entrepreneurial. And just the switch in your mind, because before, when we first started working together, you couldn't get any more accounts. You would drop dead. Like, you just, it wasn't an option. Whereas now, you've kind of got that infinite account kind of situation, which is a nice vibe. And I love that you are taking care of business and doing the important part of being there for your daughter. And just like you said, rent's still getting paid, money's still being made. You're not having to come back to hoping the accounts haven't quit or found someone else because you couldn't do it. That's so exciting, man.
Yeah, it's huge. And I wouldn't have it another way. Now it's like, I actually thought about it the other night saying I would never, ever want to go back and just clean houses myself. I don't ever want to clean another house or another office building as long as I live. Now it's all about being a business owner. And it's almost like, you go from just being a laborer to now it's fixing these these weird lit, it's like putting puzzles together. It's like a dimly lit room, and I'm putting these little pieces together that are going to come together and make some sort of magic, just potion. It's all going to work out. It's not just going in and doing the arduous work. Now it's, you're almost like a little detective. And once you find the answer, it's like, eureka, I found it. And it's so much better than just going in and just kind of brain numbing cleaning work.
So encourage the guys out there, and that just, I know Craig well enough to know that you'll be okay with me sharing this. You know, as hard as you work, and you're one of the hardest working guys, I'd love working with you because, it's true. You don't do it. We don't do a lot of arm wrestling about this is how to do it. And you're like, I don't know. And blah, blah, blah. So you work hard and do what needs to be done. But the cool part is it's not always been easy. And you shared with me the tough parts. Like, you know, I'd say 1 in 5 email or calls or whatever kind of communication Craig and I have is, dude, I got my teeth kicked in. Tell me it's going to be okay. So share with that, because I don't want everyone to think like it was just this easy transition where we met and hugged and I gave you magic beans. And then 6 months later, like everything's fantastic. Like, and you've really done a lot of work, but share kind of the fears and some of the scary stuff. So people, when they go through that, don't think, oh, you know, Craig had it so easy and it's not easy for me. So maybe I'm doing something wrong. Like, you know, kind of share both sides of the transition.
Right. So yeah, not to promote that you did such a great job with me and molded me into this perfect human being and business owner. It was really tough. And there have been days where, like, you're right, I've emailed you and said, I am just having the worst day ever. Nothing is going right. When you tell me, Craig, you know, go out and you need to be working on the expensive parts of the business instead of working in the business and working, you know, and doing cleaning, but it's easier said than done. So you're right. There have been times where it's been weeks or almost even a month straight where it's just nothing is working. No matter what you told me and no matter what I told myself, I was still cleaning and doing the work. And it takes the discipline, and you got to sit down and just say to yourself, I am going to hire someone. It's going to take time. It's going to be grueling, but I want to get out of cleaning homes and offices myself. And you have to get down and dirty, and just, you have to have the faith that it's going to work out. It's really about the faith and trusting other people, because you trust yourself for so long because you've been doing it for years. And the only person you can do is trust yourself. And it's so hard to push that trust and faith onto someone else. That to me was one of the hardest parts, knowing that you own a business and you're self-employed and you know the work's getting done right by you, and then pushing everything you've created to someone else or to other people is like closing your eyes and just taking a swing in the dark. So that to me was one of the most impossible parts of business, which is why emailing you every day saying, I don't know if this is going to work. I don't know if I could do it. What if they fail? What if I fail? Then I have to go and I got to go work at a gas station and pump gas because there's no other options. So it's not, no, it was not all, you know, glitter and glamour in the first few months.
Yeah, and thank you for sharing that, because again, I think it's easy for you and I to look back and go, man, over the last 3 or 4 months, you really have been just phenomenal, and to kind of overlook, there's a ton of work and there's a lot of scary stuff, right? Stuff that you're like, man, yes. I'm uncomfortable doing that, right?
The one thing that I really felt uncomfortable with was, you know, selling and talking to customers and just going outside of that comfort zone and doing things that are, like I said, again, outside of the comfort zone that I normally wouldn't have known about if it wasn't for you. How to create a proper bid, how to sell to a customer without sounding pushy. Things that you normally wouldn't do, or I wouldn't know about before I, you know, kind of either read, you know, books on this or talk to you. And it's just like, really, this is the way to do it? This is not comfortable. I don't feel comfortable doing this. Can I just go back to the old way? It's so much more comfortable, but the old way wasn't working. So you got to find a new way. And it's going to be awful at times. It's going to be so uncomfortable, but I'll tell you what, man, it's just so much better when you do it, when you do things that are the uncomfortable, and then you see the outcome and you're like, holy crap, this works. Okay. I'm ready for the awkwardness.
Yeah, I love that kind of lean into it, especially once you get a little taste of like, all right, I see this going. It's not any less scary, but I know where it's going to end up. So how about this? Before we hit the lightning round, give me the scariest thing I asked you to do, and good or bad, don't sugarcoat it. How did it work out? And I don't know the answer to this question. I'm dying to hear it just like everybody
else. I will absolutely. And I do have this, and this is like right off the top of my head. When you said to go in and set the ground rules to a customer, as far as telling them that there's a minimum, telling them, look, you know, I want to tell you that this is the way it's going to work. If I don't see that we're a fit, are you okay with that? And if you don't see a fit, do you feel comfortable telling me that? The first time you told me that, when I went into one of the, you know, my first customer before I knew the ground rules, and I said, okay, I'm going to do what Mike told me. If it's going to blow back in my face, it's fine. If not, whatever, it's going to be successful. I sat in my car for like 10 minutes, just the sweatiest palms. I'm like, this is a terrible idea, Mike. Why would you tell me about this? And I went in and I did it, and I closed the monthly contract for $400, and it was like stuff just flew out of my mouth. It wasn't forced. I had a good conversation. They were fine with it. I was so nervous going in that it was almost like, why were you so nervous? Why did you even question this? It was just so easy. And I got out and I emailed you right away. I was like, dude, you're a freaking genius. Why didn't I think about this before? So it's about really getting out of your comfort zone. That's long story short, do the things that people have been there before are telling you to do. There's a reason why they're telling you to do this. You don't know everything. And that was one of the most uncomfortable things I've ever had to do. But in the end, it turned out to be, it was like, I got out and like started dancing. I was like, this is great.
That email that happened months ago, I still remember that email. It's one of my favorite things I've gotten from you. So congrats.
I have it saved.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm going to frame it.
That's awesome. And congrats on just manning up and knowing the hard thing to do and just doing it. A lot of guys would have made an excuse, and next time we spoke and coached, you would have said, oh, it didn't work, or I tried it, or, you know, something other than, you know, I manned up, I did it, and, you know, for better or worse, and luckily for you, you had a great outcome. But I think a lot of the benefit was, whether you had a good outcome or bad outcome, is just that self-reliance of, you know what, I did something scary, I'm able to do it, and I'm in charge of how I act. And that served you throughout our entire time together.
Yeah, I think also that it was, you know, what would be the point of me, you know, hiring you as a coach and getting advice from someone, if I'm not going to take it, then that's just, it's all for naught. That wasn't the way that I roll. And I don't think that's the way anyone should roll. If you're going to do it, just do it. What's the worst that's going to happen? Like you said, they're going to say no, or it might be uncomfortable for a couple seconds, but what's the worst that's going to happen? I mean, you're not going to die. The worst going to happen is say no. That's it. And so that's what I thought. And I wish I saved the piece of paper that I was kind of scribbling on, because it had like my sweat fingerprints on it.
Oh my gosh, that's
awesome.
I was
so nervous. But when I got out, it was great. So yeah, it ranks up there with one of the like happiest moments of my life, other than, you know, getting married, Nicole, and then adopting Liana. So she will listen to this, but that ranks up there. I'm telling you, I will never forget that.
That's awesome, dude. And that is, that is stuff like that. Just, you can't see, but I'm smiling ear to ear. Stuff like that lights me up.
Yeah, buddy.
Right. We're going to continue. You're killing it. So I'm going to continue letting you kind of contribute and give to Cleaning Nation. We're going to hit the lightning round. I don't think I know the answers to these questions for you. So I'm just like Cleaning Nation, going to wait with bated breath. Question one, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received?
Ooh, wow.
I've stumped you right off the bat.
Yeah, you did. Cause I've,
and they get, you know, harder.
It's, you got to get out of your comfort zone. That would be mine. Because you just get so entrenched in your own views, get out of your comfort zone, take the risk, take a dive. That's the best advice I've ever received.
Yeah, love it. And I couldn't agree more. All right, number two, what's the biggest mistake you've ever made in the cleaning business, so we at Cleaning Nation can learn from your mistakes and maybe save ourselves some gray hairs?
In the cleaning business, not getting employees, working yourself. And I know for a fact that there are so many cleaning businesses out there, especially like independent maid services. Get help. Get employees so you can grow your business. If you're there by yourself, your cleaning houses, you're never going to grow.
Beautiful. Man, you're knocking them out of the park, my friend. Certainly not least, the number one most actionable item owners of cleaning companies can put into practice today to most drastically improve their lives and or their business.
Hire a coach.
I wish I could say we were smart enough to plan that at the beginning, but sadly, that was just the organic comings and goings. All right, Craig.
Absolutely. I tell even – it's almost everyone I meet, and they're like, oh, Craig, how you doing? I'm like, hire a coach. Craig, what do you want to drink? Hire a coach. That's it. I love it. That's my answer, and you're right. There was no like pre-show like, hey, this is what you have to say. No, it's the best thing I've done so far. Business wise, and you know, Mike, you've helped me, you know, in my life, and not just like I said, not just business but personal. Hire a coach, hire someone with outside views that doesn't know you, that doesn't prejudge you.
Yeah, great point. And I would even encourage you to hire the right coach, right? And again, this certainly is not a commercial for me or anything I do because I take very few clients anyway. But just make sure it's someone that cares about you, that knows about you, and you know, there's some legitimate folks out there that can really be game changers, life changers, and some people that are just, you know, in it for the money and don't really know what they're doing, and they're pretty easy to tell the difference. So fantastic advice. Hey, before we say goodbye to Craig, I got to encourage Cleaning Nation. Check out the Simple Clean website for a couple reasons. First, it's a great site. I helped Craig did it, so I'm super proud. Second, it's a real solid way, a good example of how to do a website correctly. Third, dude has a video on there that just crushes it. And then also, again, there's no charge for this because it's all free, and I'm just telling you, this is where the good stuff's at. Go to his Facebook page. I don't know what it is, but if you just go, you know, search the Simple Clean on Facebook, you do those daily videos, dude, and you crush them. I watch them just to get fired up for the day. So Cleaning Nation, that's my usually I do some coaching. That's my coaching is check out the Simple Clean website and check out their Facebook page. And if you want to learn how to communicate a message and a community and a vibe, Craig crushes it. Craig, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for sharing your passion, your desire to grow, what's going on with your personal life. I appreciate you. I know Cleaning Nation appreciates you. When you guys want to check out Craig's show notes page, and I'll make sure I link to his website, you can discover everything you need to know how to grow your cleaning company at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Leave your questions, leave your comments, leave your rude remarks, and I will see you there.
Congratulations! You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies as well as industry experts can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer Natalie at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.